again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, where it is raining right now. Yeah, it is raining, and I thank God for smart people around me amidst a lot of people that, let me just say, are not quite as smart. No, it's a good day. You know, any day that you are still here, where you have the opportunity to walk with Christ, to take part in whatever it is that He's doing, to meet the challenges of this life, it's a good day. And you shouldn't ever be discouraged by the things that we have to face. And I know that's easier said than done, because, you know, it is discouraging. It is discouraging when you're trying to do a good job and people shoot at you. It's discouraging when people make stuff up about you that is not true. It's discouraging when, you know, I think there's something in the people of God where we would like to see and do things right. You know, there's something in us where that's something we just, you know, we desire that. Because it's in our nature. Justice is in our nature. Doing the right thing is something that's sort of built into us. We want to do the right thing. You know, even if we don't necessarily always do the right thing, we want to do the right thing. We seek to do the right thing. You know, there's an element in all that we do and the challenges that we face that continues just to stretch us. You know, see, we need to get stretched. You know, we need to be challenged. See, this is part of the birth process that we have to go through. Look, I don't know why it's so aggravating. I don't know why it's got to be so darn annoying. You know, I really don't. I don't know why the people of this world have to be the way that they are, but they are. And, you know, we face that struggle. We face that challenge head on. Because it's by, and I know I had one of my brothers out there, you wrote in, he said, I'm always talking about overcoming. You know, yeah, there's a reason I'm always talking about overcoming. It's because that's what we're called to do. You know, without facing the challenges that we do and going through them in Christ, without that, you know, it, you know, there's not really any other option for the follower of Christ. You know, there is no other game in town. See, if we don't choose to overcome, and the way that we overcome is by following Christ, by going through what it is that He calls us to go through His way, and that means it's a rougher path, because when you do things God's way, that means you're going to have integrity. That means you're going to have principles. That means you're not going to do things the way the world does. Not because you can't, and not because you don't know how, but because God calls you to a different way, and so you seek to do things the way He called you to. Because you love Him, and you're seeking to obey Him, and you trust Him, and that's just the way that you are. That's just what you're going into. Now, you know, I know that this struggle is getting wearisome for a lot of you out there. I know that. God knows that. He makes that known to us. I know it's getting old. You feel like you've done this round time and time and time again. And it's sort of come to that point where it's like, okay, you know, how many times do we have to keep going through the same thing over and over and over again? How many times do we have the same challenges, the same just not nice people doing what they're doing? You know, I mean, isn't it enough that we exist in this world and we bless other people and we help other people and we try to do the right thing by others? Isn't that enough? Wouldn't people just let us kind of pass through? The answer is no. They won't. They won't let you pass through. You know why? It's not because of what you do. It's because of who you are. Let's say that again. It's not because of what you do. It's because of who you are. See, when you're a follower of Christ, and you got to get this, when you're a follower of Christ, you are marked differently. What that means is that people, no matter what you do, whether you are, whether you're walking perfectly, which nobody does, or whether you are completely messing up, no matter what it is, you are marked differently. You're marked by the Father. And in the process of being marked by Him as a child of light, as a child of God, in the process of being set aside, being set apart, being different, no matter what you do, good or bad, you're never going to be accepted. No, outside of you being marked for the world and the world system, you're not going to be accepted. You're not going to be approved of. To the extent that we are asked to participate or allowed to exercise our talents and abilities in relationship to what's going on in the world, it's to the extent that they can profit, benefit, use you, because they need what you have. If they could take your soul in the process, they would. But otherwise, they would just be happy to profit from your labor. And, you know, God blesses the work of our hands. The work of His children's hands, He blesses. He's got a way of doing that, which is quite incredible. You know, we struggle with this sometimes. I know we do. Because, you know, there's something in us. We wish it wasn't like this. We wish it didn't have to be this way. You know, we wish we didn't have to be shot at. We wish we could do things. We wish we could just get along. We would love to get along with people. We would love to do things in a friendly way. We would love to be loved, to be accepted. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Because, hey, we're nice people, right? But no, it's not going to happen. And the moment that you will let that pipe dream go and realize that you are not part of this system, not marked for the world, and that your soul is spoken for by the King of Kings, and you're here on a mission, you're here on a rescue assignment, you're not here for your own personal ambition to fulfill anything in this world. Just stop. Just think about it for a minute. Okay, with the things that you do, the things that you and I do, right, on a day-to-day basis when it comes to work and things like that. Well, you know, who, with all, think about the billions of people that have come before you in this life. And all of the work that they've done, and all the contributions that they've made, all of the wealth that they acquired, all of that. Where are they now? They're not here anymore. Where are they now? What came of all of that? What became of all of that? They're striving, they're fighting, they're backbiting, they're shooting, they're devouring of each other. What became of all of that? Nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. Because they're gone now. You know, how many of them were movers and shakers in their time, and they're gone now. It doesn't matter what they did. Because if what you do is not marked by the Spirit of God, if what you do is not sanctioned by Him, if what you do, i.e., is not led by the Spirit, it has no value. It has no lasting reason. And so all of those early mornings, all of those late nights, all of those phone calls, all of those deals that you were cutting, all of that stuff means nothing in the end. And what little wealth and resource you might have been able to set aside, as big as people might think it is in their own minds, means nothing. Because it's all gone at some point. Solomon wrote about that. He was lamenting about that in Ecclesiastes. He was like, okay, here, he had the richest man that ever lived. The wisest man that ever lived. Interesting how those two go together. But with Solomon, he faced that. He was thinking about it. He's like, gosh, with all that a person puts together, will it be left to... somebody's going to come after it, enjoy that, and will it be left to somebody that has wisdom? In his case, the kingdom got destroyed after he left. But, with what we face, with what we struggle against, with what we deal with, this is our own mortality. This is our own life experience. This is our own emancipation from this world system. This is our own coming into our own. Look, you got to learn to be able to make a decision, not because somebody spoke to you on a prophetic word, or somebody told you on a website, or you heard it here, or you got to be able to make a decision because the Spirit of God is leading you to make that decision. You've got to be able to trust Him when you don't understand. Now, in this, I gotta clarify. There's people out there that have their agendas. There's people out there that have. Look for people that have your genuine... If you're talking about people of God that you allow to get close to you, look for those that have a genuine best interest of yours at heart and are not looking to get something from you. Are not looking to have you do something for them. Are not working an angle on you. I get very gun-shy when I meet people that claim to be Christians and they've got an angle they're working right away. They claim to be followers of Christ and yet they come to me with expectation. Because, whatever God has for us to do one for another, He will lead you to that. You don't have to ask other people for that and to do that. God will lead that. God will make that happen. And when people try to force their own agendas on you in the name of God, that, my friends, is a very dangerous, very deadly place. And for me, I never want to have a part of that. When people try to impose something on you, and try to seek to control you. Look, you're supposed to be controlled by the Spirit of God, period. Not by man. You're supposed to be led by the Spirit of God, not by man. So when people look to others, they look to man, they look to somebody else to be something to them that only God can and should be, they're going down a dangerous road. And people try to, you know, people try to prop us up to be something that we're not. We refuse that. You know, we refuse to be made into something that God does not want us to be. I don't want to be something that God didn't make me to be. I don't want to be doing a role that God didn't call me to. Why? Because you're accountable. I don't want to be something God didn't make me to be. Because you know what? Whatever God's called you into, when He calls you into something, He gives you the grace to do it. And when God doesn't call people into something, now they're left to their own man-made abilities, their own natural talents, their own whatever. And it's a dangerous place. Because when it's up to you to do it, then, and most people find out that they can't, then they start looking for power somewhere. And because they don't have it from the Spirit of God, because they're out of place and out of position, then what they do is then they start looking for it in the world. And oh yes, the demonic elements of this world, they will give you power in exchange for something. In exchange for your soul. In exchange for your allegiance to the system. In exchange for you being part and parcel of the universal killing network. That world system that has in it the blood of all the saints. From righteous Abel to Zechariah. That they want your allegiance, and they give you power then, and the ability to move up and move on in their system. But God wants His people to be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. God wants His people to trust Him and to follow Him. And that process of trusting Him and following Him, it's not easy. And that process of trusting Him and following Him, look, hey, you do it yourself. You got to do it yourself. That means that when things don't look that clear, ask Him, seek Him, look to Him. When you got confusion, you know, something that's happened and been part of my life has been how often that God has given me an instruction or a word about something. And after that, so many different things would come. And you make that word difficult for it to come to pass. Now, I know that God has a way of fulfilling His promises, fulfilling what He has spoken to His people. You know, but here's one key about that. You can't have your own personal agenda wrapped up in that. If you do, you're going to be deceived. See, one thing that happens is people oftentimes, they wrap up their own desires, their own personal agendas, with what they then call the will of God. And it's not. God wants to kill that in you. He wants to destroy that in you. Because that thing is the very thing that keeps you from going forward with what God has for you. Your personal agenda, your personal desire, your what you would like for your life. It's not going to work. What you want for your life died when you accepted Christ. What you would hope for in your life is gone when you surrender yourself to Him. And as long as you hope for and desire and want something in this world, that is going to be the very thing that stops you from going forward with what God has for you. So, you know, it's painful, I know. It's painful to seek to follow Christ and to surrender yourself to His will, and to watch everything that you hope for and everything that you desired go away. But God loves us too much to allow us to live in those delusions, nor to have any other idol that tries to stand in His place. He won't have that. He will not share His glory with anyone else. He will not allow for a person to stand in the place that only He should stand. There is no other way. Part of this process in Him is He will put to death everything in you that is not like Him. All of it. And now there is a uniqueness of the way that God has made you. There's a uniqueness to your character. There's a uniqueness to the gifts that He's put in you. But all of those will flow through a broken and 100% given over vessel, consecrated to Him. That's the way that they flow. And anything less than that, you get a certain measure of it, but you don't see the full thing. As long as the heart is dedicated to Him, God can work with that. But God is looking for people that will go all the way with Him. God is looking for people that trust Him. God is looking for people that believe and know who has spoken to them and what He has promised, what He has declared. It's to your benefit, to trust and to obey. It is to your long-term life fulfillment and satisfaction with your experience that you have while you're in this world to go forward in truth, to go forward embracing what God has for you and not being thwarted, not being deceived, not being caught up in your own agenda. Look, your own agenda is going to kill you. Do you know that? Your own plans for your life that you set up separate from the will of God, they will destroy you. Because there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, the way that you avoid all of that, just trust Him. And put each decision before Him. You know, when you're confused, when you don't understand, when you're not quite sure, look, stop, pray. Because, you know, there's a lot of stuff for me that I feel like I'm in the middle of, and I'm not sure, I have incomplete information, but what it is that I do is I put it before God. I'm like, Lord, You got to show me, and I don't know, but I do trust You. I'm not sure, but this is what I'm working with, and so I go with what You show me. Please lead me. Please guide me. Please direct me. Please show me. And I'm going to go with whatever it is that You put there. But you got to trust Him. And too many people, when it comes down to it, they don't trust Him. They trust people. They trust the man. They trust the system. They trust their jobs. They trust their retirement plans. They trust whatever it is that they've saved. They trust something else, but not Him. And the God that we serve, His desire is that you would trust Him completely. And in order to bring you to that place, everything else is to be stripped away. Nothing can exist apart from what it is that He has spoken and from who it is that He has called you to be. You are in Christ Jesus. You are dead to the world and alive in and through Him. And that is the life that you and I have been called to live and to experience. So with that, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Keep on keeping on. Trust Him. And we'll catch up again with you really soon. So drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right, talk to you guys soon. God bless you.
If I'm blind, see your truth. Help me see it. Help me see it. If I'm numb, see your love. Help me feel it. Help me feel it. And never lose the feeling. Never forget when. Never forget when everything changed. Never forget when everything changed. Never forget when everything changed.